Last week,
we're learning about Nedivos. Nedivos of Avraham ben Rambam says, Bitui. Lahanokas Rav Tovo Lamisha Enlo Tfiya Vachil Al Hamanik. There are two things. People I owe something to. And I give them what I owe them. I owe my parents. They gave me life. They brought me up. I owe them. When you're taking, implies giving back. No such thing as taking without giving back. You take, you owe. And that is what Rav Avraham said in the very beginning. The idea is lo v'rosh lo yeshalem. He took, he doesn't give back. He's a rosh. We take from HaKadosh Baruch Hu everything we have. No HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so what do we owe him back as a repayment? Tarag mitzvahs. You don't do tarag mitzvahs, so you're not paying your debt. Not paying your debt, you're Russian. It's a very, very, he makes it a very simple, straightforward thing. Then the high levels of Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why, if I eat Nevelis and Treifas, do I have a dinner for Russia? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I gave you food, I gave you clothes, I gave you everything. I give you life. What do you owe me back? Not to eat nevelas and treifas. What do you owe me back? To keep Shabbos. That's paying my debt back to HaKadosh Baruch. But, it's important, but this is going beyond that. What is nedivos? It's in human relationships, giving to someone whom you do not owe anything to. So if Nedivos is not kibbutz of the aim, I owe my parents, they gave me life, they brought me up, they took care of me, put me on my feet. So when I owe my parents kibbutz of the aim, that's repayment of a debt. But here, some guy in the street, I never saw him before, doing something for him is nedivos. Now, he says, let's chazer over what we saw last week, and the whole beginning. Min ha-midos ha-tru meyos, one of the highest midos. Min matros ha-torah, and one of the goals of the Torah is to teach us this mido. Min ha-tchunos ha-michosos lo yisaleh. Why? It's for halach to bedrochav, and he... HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't owe me anything. And he gives and he gives and he gives. So apparently you're supposed to give and give, even if all the person doesn't owe you. He's Chanon v'Rav Chesed. Okay. He says, why should a person do this? Halach to bedrochav. It goes much deeper. What is it? And he gives. What do we learn from Avraham Avinu? What do we learn from Avraham Avinu? He said Avraham Avinu was the first one who introduced to this world the Midah of Nedivos. Now, and whatever idea of Chesed is in this world today comes from Avraham Avinu. Okay. And giving is not only physical needs. He was the koach hashpa'aso umamono. Nedivos b'chachmaso. He taught people all the ideas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah. That means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed me with many gifts. Share those gifts with others. He blessed me with millions and millions and millions in my bank account. Share those with others. He blessed me with tremendous chachmah. Share that with others. He presented all the gifts HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me. And here's the difference, how you look at what you have. It's mine, and I'm proud of it, because I did it. It's mine. Or I worked hard, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mevarech me and gave me a gift. It's kind in heaven. Chaim became a farmer. Heaven was a roi tzom. After they had their first crops, their first whatever they did, their first success, Chaim begrudgingly gave from a minimum side things. Because he worked hard, it's mine. Why do I have to give it away? I have to give it away to Hashem. I'll take care of him, something on the side. Hevel said, no, no, no. Everything I have from Hashem, I owe to him back. If I owe to him back, so I'll get nice chashiv to show. I really believe it all comes from him. It's an attitude. Kadosh Baruch Hu blessed me with the greatest mind in the world. And I have all the chochmas in this world. And I understand everything. Share it with somebody else. Because it's not yours. He gave it to you. The Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Ten lo mishalo. Give him what comes from him. Sha'ato, you, and Shaloch, and everything you have, is his. L'chein b'David says, K'mimcha hakol, David said, U'hakol, U'miyotcha nosato, U'san v'loch, and you gave it to us. I know what I said it before. Give me Rambam. There's a Rambam there, Korbanos. Incredible Rambam at the end of Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach. Hirshon Shel Chazal that over every night before he goes to sleep, I believe. It's one of the most important things in the Rambam. A lot of people call it the Rambam for this, the Rambam for that. They skip a lot of other important things the Rambam says. Rambam says, he lists 9 types of oil that are good for a mincha. Why do I list them in the order that I do? They're all kosher because I list them. That's the order of quality. Then he says, since they're all kosher, why did I have to? Everything, all of these 9 are kosher. So why do I have to list them in order of quality? So Ram says, "Kedei leida yofa shein lamal." To tell you what is the best. Now he goes, "Shaharotze lezarko satzvo." You want to get a schutz for yourself. Yaakov Yisro, bend your Yitzhara, Yachav Yodo, and open up your hand. Liyovi Korbono, and you bring a Korban, Hayofa Hamashubach Biyosa Shaos, the min. The best, the fanciest, most choshev thing in that min. Arunem Abba Torah, says in the Torah, Vehevel Hevi Gamu, Nibchoros. Hevel bought the best. The Ram goes on to say things which are very, it's a big machayev what he says. Anything I give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he throws in this word, Hakel Hatov, the all-powerful one and with goodness. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need me at all. He's all powerful, but he's tough. And he gives me everything. She had, anything I give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be Mahanoah HaTov. In Bona Beis Tefillah, you build a Beis Tefillah. Yanoah Mi Beis Yeshivasa. It'll be more beautiful than his own home. I know when I put in the Mizrach in the Beis Medrash, some said, why do you have to make it so fancy? I said, I don't have such a fancy house, but it's supposed to, that's what it is. You're supposed to make it. Yeah. The mitzvah of doing something with Kodesh Baruch Hu min hayof, more beautiful than your own. Then the Rambam says some things that's very big machayev. If I know a person's hungry and he doesn't have food to eat, so I have a mitzvah of getting him food to eat. Right? Heichel ro'ev, you give food to a hungry person, yachum la'tov ha'mosok shibir shulchono. That's to be from the best that you have and the sweetest that you have at your table. Kisa aram, someone needs money for clothes. Give him the equivalent of the best of your clothes. And you're not giving it to him. You're giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Kelotov, all powerful, and he gave it to you. V'chein hu om ha'kol chelev l'Hashem. I'm telling you, unbelievable halacha. Now this is halacha sefer. It's not a nice guy sefer. It's halacha. This is what you're mechuyev to do. That's nedivos. When you recognize everything and anything you have in this world comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do you recognize it? How do you make that statement? I'm saying, I owe it back to you. And if you sit down every Shabbos with $1,000 bottle of wine because you like fancy wine, how much you give that Shabbos to Tom for Shabbos to people who don't have food for Shabbos? $10. And you're not giving it to them. You're giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because if you can afford it, he gave it to you. That's nedivos. It's not only money. Aram Zaki, Baba. And Avraham Avinu was an incredibly powerful individual. Incredibly powerful individual in the sense of his hashpah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him unbelievable kochos hanefesh. And what did he use it for? To teach people about Kadosh Baruch Hu. The kochos hanefesh he had, he said, it's not for me. It's to share it with other people. Okay. Vayikra b'shem Hashem, Hashem nefesh ha'atzah b'chon. Okay. Now, he says, and even Lot, just imagine what Lot did. Lot is a complicated individual, very complicated individual. But he followed Avraham Avinu a lot. He was very mushpah by Avraham Avinu. The Shnei Malachim came, he knew it's against the law in stone to be Machnas Orach. But he learned from Avraham Avinu, you have something, you have to share it with other people. And they're two Orachim. And then when the people came knocking on his doors, he exaggerated chesed and he said, I'll give you my two daughters. He's willing to care about somebody else, not only about myself. Now, it says, where does this come from? Avraham Avinu was very wealthy. Avraham Kovid knows. However, let's say the billionaires of this world. Someone has $20 billion. There's a limit to how many steaks you can eat, how many pairs of shoes you can wear, how fancy your car is. There's a limit. There's a limit. You can spend $20 billion. There's a limit. Whatever you can buy with $1 billion, you can buy with 20. So what do you need the extra? The Pasuk says, oh, I have kesef, oh, yes, but kesef. Why? So it's interesting. Rashi always says he comes with forage pshuto shamikra. So the Pasuk, oh, I have kesef, lo yisba kesef. Rashi says, oh, I have mitzvahs, lo yisba mitzvahs. That pshuto shamikra, is Bill Gates loves money. Elon Musk, all these people love money. They want more money. What they're going to do with it, no one can figure out. But they want more money. Why does Rashi have to say, oh, if mitzvahs, lo yispa mitzvahs, which is not the pshuta shemikra. Pshuta shemikra is exactly what it says. People love money, but never satisfied. And it says, Basha. There's certain irrational things HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in a human being. One is never be satisfied with what you have, always want more. So if that's a totally irrational thing, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the human being? You know why? He wanted him to be oev mitzvahs, lo yispa mitzvahs. That's where it comes from. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's plan. So people take that midah of never being satisfied, wanting more, which a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you to do with mitzvahs, and they twist it to money. I don't know what Rashi says. And he says, Avraham Avinu is very wealthy, normally very wealthy people want even more. So what does he tell the Melech Sodom? HaRimotzi Yodi Al Hashem B'Kel Elyon Konei Shamayim V'Aretz. I'm not going to take a shoelace from you. An opportunity to get tremendous extra wealth. I'm not interested. But he said, but he gave a specific explanation. Why not? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Kel Elyon. He's the all-powerful person who's on top of all other powers. Konei Shamayim V'aretz, it's not even mine. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. So whatever I have belongs to him, so why do I need more? He owns everything anyway. So, no, so it's like a person has hundreds of billions of dollars, has a certain amount in this bank, certain amount in this bank, certain amount in this bank, certain amount in this bank. But it doesn't belong to the bank, it belongs to him. I'm just one of the banks of HaKadosh Baruch. So, you keep it, it's all. That's it. Comes from his deep bitoch in HaKadosh Baruch. Now, that is when it comes to Avraham Avinu's money. The Malachim came, if he felt part of his mitzvah giving to them was shechting a cow with three cows, shech three cows. You have to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all his. Kimi, what is the Mishnah bring over? Says, give him what belongs to him because he owns everything. Okay. Now, on the divos b'koch ha-hashpoch, when I met this al shlemes amonoso b'Hashem Yisrael, sheyishmer lo koch hashpoch zeh, which is my, lo yachush melas, mishat zoch. If I have deep belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to share that belief with other people. And be mashpia. And why will I want to share my Chochmas HaTorah with somebody else? If I don't value my Chochmas HaTorah, so why should I share it with anybody else? What difference does it make? But I think it's the most valuable thing I have in this world, my Chochmas HaTorah. And I generally want to help someone else. I want to share my Chochmas HaTorah with him. Okay. This is Nedivus. The recognition, it all comes from him. And a desire to share that with other people. Because, A, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And the appreciation of what I have as a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is Nedivus. Arichas HaPayim. Get the control in your temple. Lehedu hachem v'hakas kemat kolil. Eliminate it entirely. Now, midos, hanavios, hatrumios, and hatorim, hamuchosan l'ashem yisal. What do we say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in erech hapayim, rav chesed v'yemes. And erech hapayim comes first before rav chesed v'yemes. And it says, the person, in order to get there, has to work hard on it. The Rambam, when he writes in the Chosdeus about Kaas, writes, it's a mida maguna ma'od. And you have to eliminate it, not entirely, but almost entirely, and make sure it's not part of your being. Now, there are different reasons for that. You have to understand, Rambam, in a lot of places, Rambam Sefer Mitzvah says, there's lo sikam v'lo sitwa. Al tekal al cheirish. Someone does something to you, Sama Kodesh Baruch Hu. Sama Kodesh Baruch Hu. So someone spit me in the face, said, what did I just do to deserve that to have someone spit me in the face? What did Yosef HaTzadik say in last week's parsha? The brothers came to him, you're going to be a nokum v'noter to us for everything we did to you. What did Yosef HaTzadik say? No. You got it all wrong. That's not how the world works. If I was sold into slavery, there's a reason for my being a Mitzrayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? It didn't absolve the brothers. It didn't absolve them. But it meant, listen, Parshas Vayeshev, when Yosef is going to visit his brothers in Dothan, Shechem and Dothan, wherever they were. So, it says, Vayifkim, it's a ish, 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 ish. And then Medrash says, he was getting lost, and a Malach always showed up to point him in the right direction. He got lost, another Malach showed up. So Ramban says, why does he have to tell us this? See, Kadosh Baruch Hu had a plan. Hagzeira MS, Chamitz Hashem. Exer was, Yosef had to be sold to Mitzrayim. And that's going to happen. But what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu used his sense of kibbutz, their bad midos, put it together, and he's going to go even to a dangerous situation. That's his kibbutz. And if he gets lost, there's going to be someone showing up to show him the right way. That's like Zeremus. And the brothers, whatever, they're bad midas. That's what Yosef said at the end of his life. You're just pawns in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's hands. You're just pawns. That's what Yosef told us. So Yosef said, I have anything against you. The fact that you have bad midas between you and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that I got sold into slavery, that's because Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to be sold into slavery. Kadosh Baruch Hu just used your bad needs to get me down to Mitzrayim. That's all. It's a whole different way of viewing the world. Now, so if someone spits me in the face, apparently Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted me to be spit in the face. Why I have to do my cheshbon on the fish? So I should be angry at him. That's exactly what Yosef HaTzadik said. You're not angry. I should curse him. Why should I curse him? That's what Erech HaPayim comes from. That's why it's so critical. Again, it's this between the divas, Erech HaPayim, is the whole way of viewing the world and what happens to me. And putting HaKadosh Baruch Hu squarely in the center. Mitzvah Shem Blinetta next week.